The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard how it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take false oaths, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel was about telling the truth this morning, and that's something we all need to be aware of. It's so easy to lie, and I've never understood, even at this age of my life, at this time of my life, what exactly is a white lie. A lot of people seem to think a white lie is not a lie. Well, whatever comes out of your mouth ought to be sincere and ought to be truthful. So the Gospel this morning is also about sincerity. Comes from two words, sin, two Latin words, sealed with wax. You know, when you put a stamp on something, you really mean this is really the truth I'm telling you. That's a big problem in the world today. It's a big problem among, I suppose, those who leaders. We are constantly being told lies at the moment from the very top. Nobody can deny that fact. It is an absolute fact. It is a very sad situation when we have some. When you're dealing with people who have no respect for the truth, it makes life very, very difficult. So the Lord is saying to us in the Gospel this morning, let your yes be a yes. You know, don't promise to do something for somebody if you have no intention of carrying it out. Totally wrong. And how often we do that? How often you're told, you call up somebody, you're on the phone with somebody, or you're looking to speak to a person, and the answer you get is, "I will call you back." We've all experienced that. And the call never comes. The call never comes. How do you deal with somebody like that? When somebody says that to me, "I will call you back," I find, if they don't call me back, I find that hard to understand or to take. So what I do is sometimes I call again. And when I get the same answer, "I will call you back," I say, "What does that mean, you'll call me back?" Well, it means I'll call you back. That's what you said the other day, and you never did. So I don't know what it means. So then the person on the other end of the line begins to get quite angry. I say, why are you getting angry? The other day I called you, and you said you'd call me back. You never did. So I just want to know what you mean when you say, "I will call you back." And I leave it like that. Sometimes it cures them. Sometimes it's the end of a friendly conversation, but at least I feel I make a point. So whatever you say or do, try and be truthful and try and be sincere. It's a very important part of our lives, just to act with sincerity and truthfulness.